Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with the Biennale College Cinema people. And we have here the director of Hotel Salvation, Subhashish Bhutiani.
Perfect.
God, yeah. I rehearsed.
Anyone who says my name right, I usually like carry chocolate so that, you know, it's a pleasure.
Well, your film is really touching and really funny too in some parts. You know, it's for us having such a conscience of his own death is not very easy for our Western people. The story is about this old man that decided that he's close to death, so he wants to go in a specific place to die. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, I think you summed it up in a really nice way. It's about this man who's a grumpy old man in the beginning of the film, who wants to go to the city Varanasi, which is kind of like the Vatican or something, the most ancient religious city of India. And if you die there, you attain salvation. So because of this, many people started flocking to Varanasi in hope of dying. Like, it's a success if you die there. And a product of this, obviously, because business is always taking over, was that people started opening hotels for whoever wanted to enter. And they had these weird rules, you know, about you have 15 days to die, otherwise you go home, you know. So it's about this son who has to take his father on this weird journey and not knowing how to deal with it, because these things happen suddenly and they happen very fast. So that's what the film is about. And like you said, it's tried to be done in a playful way. It's been done in a playful way, and it's tried to also be true to the journey of these characters.
Okay. The film starts with this kind of a problem within the family, because the old man wants to go there and his son doesn't want him to go there because it's a nuisance for him to bring in there because he doesn't believe in this, I don't know. But throughout the movie, the relationship between children, between son and father changes a lot. And the son understands why and why it's right for his dad to be there.
Yeah, and I think you know, the film is not really about, I mean, death is the context of the film, and it definitely a theme of the film, but one of the themes. But I think the film really deals with relationships in this. It's a relationship film, you know. It's about your family, and I think the most beautiful part of the reception that we're getting is that people are bringing their own lives into the film, and it's also not about, like, most people will not believe if someone can predict they will die or they feel like they will die. So he kind of plays that voice in a way. It's not, so it is a nuisance, and he thinks it's maybe just a whim of this father who's just in my house, you know, because at the end of the day, aging parents sometimes are very demanding. I think it's about this relationship, but it's really about what this decision from this old man has, what kind of impact it has on the family as a whole,
as well as himself too, because he understood his son much more.
Yeah, and I think he goes through a transfer, his own internal he has a internal journey as well in the film that helps him understand his son, which I think it's a nice way. Thank you for putting it in such a nice way.
I want to ask you something about your style, because it's the movie is really colorful and beautiful to watch. And very warm, really, really warm. Yes. Even in the darkest moment, is always very warm in terms of feeling that gives to the audience. How did you work on this, and how easy was for you to work with the budget that the Biennale College Cinema give you? Because there is a specific and close budget to use.
Well, we knew. I think all the aesthetic choices came from the story. We didn't really do a lot of getting inspired from other movies. We were trying to let the story inspire us in a way. And the idea of the film really is, you know, where they live, where the life is happening in their house. It's very dingy. There's not a lot of light coming in. You don't really hear so many birds and nature. So, but as soon as they go to Varanasi, a place where death is celebrated, we said, let's bring life to this place. Yeah. Let's bring the color to this place. And that is a choice we made very early in the story. And it was something that we had an idea that, you know, once they're closer to nature, once they're closer to this riverside, let's give a new feeling to the audience and let's treat it death in a warm way. Not even death, because I really don't feel the film is about death. It's really about...
Well, it is, but not in the way we are supposed to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think fighting that expectation really is the challenge, because, you know, once people come to the film and give me 15 minutes to just tell them what kind of film I'm making, I feel they'll be more comfortable in terms of what they're viewing, in a way.
Listen, how is your experience in the Venice Festival so far?
It's one of the highlights of my life. I think it's such a beautiful experience, because we went through a very intense process with this movie. You know, like you said, we had a lot of tight constraints in terms of budget, time, and you learn that the best thing money can buy you is more time, because you want to do everything in a nice way, you know, and take your time and do it again. So we went through a lot of intensity, and I was so nervous, because, like you said, when you deal with humor can sometimes be very cultural and doesn't translate. But when I hear people feel moved, or when I hear people laugh, it's the most beautiful feeling in the world for a writer director, and for me at least. And that's kind of what inspires me to make movies, you know, to emotionally connect to people and let them bring their own lives. And the kind of reception that we got was unheard of for us, that we didn't expect it at all. I thought when I woke up that the theater is going to be totally empty and it's going to be me and my crew and we're just going to watch the movie. But for a packed house to watch it and at the end to react the way they did, we got a standing ovation, was just something, you know, that you dream of a little bit.
Well, you know, you gave us a different point of view on the afterlife and potential afterlife that we do not have. So this is really a refreshing tale. Let me tell you, something really relieving.
I'm so happy I'm really happy when people can smile in the film. You know, I think even more than laughter or anything, I think just having people to smile or to relate it to their own lives is that's kind of why I do what I do, I would say.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you for
this. Thank you to Shubhashish Bhutiani, director of Hotel Salvation at the Biennale College of Cinema. Thanks for being with us. Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival.
Thanks.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.